The report from Westchester County-based Riverkeeper is the group's second on sewage contamination in the Hudson River. According to the report, 24% of samples taken along the 155 miles of the river failed the Environmental Protection Agency's guidelines for safe swimming. That failure rate is up a few percentage points from Riverkeeper's first report and more than three times the failure rate of beaches nationwide for the same 2006 to 2011 time frame. Tracy Brown is Riverkeeper's water quality advocate and the report's author. She says the Hudson needs to be tested as if it were a beach.
And we're using the same procedures and criteria that the EPA recommends. But at this point in time, New York State is not testing the Hudson as if it's a beach. They're not applying beach standards to the Hudson like they do to our Long Island Sound beaches and our Great Lake beaches. So one of the things we're doing with the report is calling on New York State and the counties that have shorelines on the Hudson to monitor them like the recreational beach shorelines that they've become and to share the information with the public.
In an emailed response, a New York State Department of Environmental Conservation spokeswoman says the agency is reviewing recently released national recreational criteria to incorporate into New York State standards. She also says DEC has identified wastewater infrastructure as needing repairs and upgrades and is involved in many programs aimed at helping municipalities fund repairs. Riverkeeper's Brown notes the DEC has estimated a $36 billion price tag to address New York's wastewater infrastructure needs in the coming 20 years. Brown says the sampling found there is great variability of water quality in the Hudson as it pertains to sewage contamination, even within a few miles. She says this indicates the sewage is staying close to where it has entered the water. Here's one spot where she says there is contamination.
If you're in a community, like, for example, up in the Albany Capital District up north where they are discharging sewage from their sewage treatment plants that hasn't been disinfected, you're going to have really poor water quality.
Yet further south, in parts of Westchester County, she points to a few safe recreational places.
Some of our best spots are the public swimming beach in Croton. Croton Point Park Beach has very good water quality. We also see good water quality at the Irvington Beach, which isn't currently an open swimming beach. We see very good water quality at the northern tip of Manhattan at the Dyckman Street Beach, which also isn't open right now. And then we see, you know, very challenged water quality at some other locations, including near the Kingston waterfront, where you have combined sewer overflow discharges and the influence of Rondout Creek as well. But that is actually a popular swimming spot. So where people are swimming right now isn't always correlating to where the best water quality is based on our study.
The hope, she says, is to increase public awareness about Hudson River water quality, along with access to sampling data. And she urges county officials to sample the water for sewage contamination and publicly post the findings. She points to New York City and Westchester as standouts when it comes to this, with Westchester ahead of the curve in having a notification law for when there are unsafe sewage levels in the river. And Brown says New York City officials frequently sample and recently have started to post the findings. In addition, DEC has developed citizen monitoring efforts to augment the state's monitoring and assessment programs. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.